श्रीमत् सद्गुरु सकार की राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
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 गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
मेरे गोविंद राधे
मेरे गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद 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 गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद 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 गोविंद राधे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
राम राम رام رام ہری ہری
ہری کرشن کرشن ہری ہری
ہری رام ہری رام 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 ہری ہری
ہری کرشن 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 ہری ہری
او ہری رام ہری رام 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 ہری ہری
बोलो राधा कृष्ण भगवान की राधे राधे टू एवरीबॉडी प्रपन्नाहम् सदा श्यामा गुरु पादारविन्द दयो तस्य प्रेरणया तस्य दिव्यादेशं वदाम्यहम् करारविन्देन पदारविन्दम् मुखारविन्दे विनिवेशयन्तम् वटस्य पत्रस्य पुटे शयानम् बालं मुकुन्दम् मनसा स्मरामि चेत् तो दर्पणमार्जनम् भवमहादावाग्निनिर्वापणम् श्रेय कैरवचन्द्रिका वितरणम् विद्यावधूजीवनम् आनन्दाम्बुधिवर्धनम् प्रतिपदम् पूर्णामृतास्वादनम् सर्वात्मस्नपनम् परम् विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम् यो ब्रह्माणं विदधाति पूर्वम् यो वै वेदांश्च प्रहृणोति तस्मै तग्वंह देवमात्मबुद्धिप्रकाशम् मुमुक्षुर्वै शरणमहं प्रपद्ये. The divine souls. We'll have a few minutes of Nam Sankirtan and then we'll continue with this discussion of Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran. So please join me in singing the divine names of Radha Krishna.
Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe 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 Govind Govind Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe 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 Govind Govind Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe
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 Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe 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 Govind Govind Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe 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 Govind
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे
गोविंद गोविंद राधे गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे
गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की।
We'll continue with some practical devotional guidelines that we can learn from the Bhagavatam. So as we've done the last couple of nights, I'll share some of the practical aspects of devotion that the Bhagavatam teaches us. We'll do some Rup Dhyan. Then I'll get into a little bit of the technical philosophy of Bhagavatam and share a little bit of Leela of Bhagavatam with you to finish. When King Parikshit heard the description of Aghasur, Aghasur was a demon who had come to kill Shri Krishna and the Gwalbals. So he took the form of a great snake, a huge snake that was so big, his mouth looked like a cave. So you couldn't even tell he was a snake. Krishna and the Gwalbals were out walking, and he just went right in the path where they would see him, and he opened his mouth. So it looked like there was this very interesting cave right there, where there didn't used to be one. And the Gwalbals, being young boys and curious by nature, of course they wanted to go and explore inside the cave. So they went in, and Aghasur was so poisonous that just by entering into his mouth, they were killed by the poison of Aghasur. Shri Krishna knew what was going on, and he went in Aghasur's mouth, and now Aghasur had accomplished his objective, which was really to kill Shri Krishna. He had him in his mouth, so he closed his mouth. But then Shri Krishna just made himself get taller and taller and taller and taller until he broke out of the top of Aghasur. And Aghasur was killed, and Shri Krishna brought all of his friends back to life. But at the end of the story, we learn that Aghasur entered into Shri Krishna's abode. He attained Shri Krishna. So Parikshit was wondering, how is it possible that someone like Aghasur was able to attain Shri Krishna when he had come with the intention of killing him? So Shukadev ji explained, Sakridya danga prati mantarahita manomayi bhagavatim dadau gatim. He said, Parikshit, think about this. He gave him a comparison. He said, Shri Krishna physically entered into the mouth of Aghasur. His feet touched Aghasur. Now compare that with the souls of the world who meditate on Shri Krishna. He says, manomayi. When we meditate on Shri Krishna, what we call Roop Dhyan. Jagadguru Shri Kripaluji Maharaj always emphasized that the most important aspect of devotion is remembering God or meditating on God. And the best way to do that is Roop Dhyan. Roop means the form. So here, Shukadev Ji is saying, manomayi, man is your mind. And manomayi means something made of your mind. So you make a Shri Krishna in your mind when you're meditating. Shukadev Ji says, souls can attain Shri Krishna with their manomayi Shri Krishna. They make Shri Krishna in their mind and they get a connection with Him like that and they're able to attain Him. So then why does it seem strange to you that Aghasur would get to go to the divine world when Shri Krishna physically entered into his mouth? Then Parikshit understood. But the point of the reason I'm telling you this story is that Shukadev Ji was also praising the effects of Roop Dhyan, saying that through doing Roop Dhyan, you can attain Shri Krishna. This type of bhakti, where you're actually meditating on the form of God, it has a purifying effect. That is the whole point of the spiritual path. Purify your mind. We're made of three parts. Soul, which is our true self. Body, which is not our true self. It's just a temporary ghar, a temporary house for our soul to live in. And mind. Mind is a little more subtle, a little more difficult to understand about the mind than the body. Body is simple. You say, just like I live in a house, I am not my house, but I live in a house, and I can change houses, I can leave this house and go to another house. Same thing, I live in this body, and I leave this body, I go to another body. So I am the soul, I'm not the body. That's pretty simple. But the mind is much more subtle than this, because the mind actually leaves the body with the soul. When you leave your body, you take your mind with you. So actually, you've had the same mind in every life that you've lived. Since eternity, unlimited lifetimes, you've had the same mind in every life. But mind is not you. You are the soul, but you've had a mind, and with that mind, the soul is able to, you are able to think, feel, experience, decide, remember. The potential to do all of that is in the soul, because the soul is alive, but without the tool of the mind, it's not able to put it into practice. So the mind is a tool used by the soul, but it's still separate from the soul. The mind and the soul are together, like if you have milk and you pour some water into the milk. The water didn't become milk, but it mixed in, so you can't see the difference anymore. So something like that, the mind is in the soul. We say in Sanskrit, it's adhyast. It's mixed in or established in the soul. But the main point I'm trying to get to is that it's the mind which is the decider and the doer, actually. Although soul is the life source, but it's with your mind that you perform all of your actions. And it's the mind, well, the mind is either your best friend or your worst enemy. Because a polluted mind, an impure mind, is unable to recognize, first of all, that I am a soul, The more impure our mind is, the more difficult we find it even to accept such a simple fact, and we only identify with the body. And on top of that, the impure mind is unable to recognize the soul's deep original desire for God. The mind can't recognize it. It thinks it's just the desire to enjoy worldly things. No. The origin of that desire for happiness is the desire for God. The more impure the mind is, it has more and more trouble accepting such things. So it can be your worst enemy, or it can be your best friend. If we purify our mind and our mind is able to recognize that, yes, I am a divine soul and I belong to Sri Krishna and only He is true happiness. So when I attain Him, then I'll be perfectly happy. The pure mind can accept this fact. Therefore, the only real thing we have to worry about is our mind getting purified? If our mind is not getting purified, it means our spiritual path is not effective. An effective spiritual path must purify the mind. You not only get that benefit that you're able to recognize your true self and your divine desire for God, but you get other benefits as well. As the mind purifies, all the daivi gunas, the godly qualities, start to manifest.